Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Old School with DP and J. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. Final segment of hour number one on Old School. We've got a special guest. Bringing Elena from Upside Bar Lounge. How are you, sweetheart? How are you? What's happening?
I'm good. It's just it's been a normal, crazy, busy week. And the bar last week, we had a great week. And going into this week, just lots of parties and stuff. So,
Christmas parties, that sort of thing?
Yep. Holiday parties, retirement parties. I mean, almost anything you can think of. Graduation parties coming up.
So you guys are doing well.
Yeah.
So when it's cold weather like this, or the first one, do you guys get more business?
Yes, because kind of when it's warmer out, I feel like a lot of people
want to be outside.
They go Haymarket and stuff like that, and it gets a little colder, and they want to stay a little closer to home, and we get more people then. Right. So
this journey of owning bars, and you've got other jobs, like you, I like to say I'm busy, but you're like the busiest person I know. Where does this fall? How do you manage for time? Like, how does this happen?
I don't know. I just
you don't
do.
Sleep. You don't eat. What's the deal?
I think I sleep and eat most of the time. I just don't remember. It kind of all blurs together. But no, I just always been able to make it work, and it doesn't seem as bad as what other people see it as. So,
well, I think you like what you do, though.
Yeah, I do. I love it. I love a challenge. I love seeing how much I can get done, and it's fun to me.
You've got a busy weekend. You guys are UFC specific. You guys make a point to highlight and feature it. And you got a big card tomorrow night. So, folks, what time should they start to pour in if they think they want a place and want a good seat?
You know, I think last time I was on, I said normally, you know, we kind of start filling up around 8 or 9-ish. So last fight we had, it started about 6, 7. You know, there's still seats open at 8, but you're getting – a little less options, and especially if you have a bigger party. So if you want to get there, I'd say 7. I mean, really, if you want to pick your table and pick how many seats you got. So,
and it's going to be a busy night too, because you got volleyball. So
yep.
Having them on at the same time until you get to the main event on UFC, folks need to get there.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll have some food going. And if you want to, you know, bring in your own food from somewhere else, you know, Mary Ellen's down the street or whatever, we're totally fine with that. So, yeah, should be a good night.
This is all beverage then. You're okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're okay. Do you guys take reservations?
We do, but we've had to kind of revise it a little bit. Your party's got to be there by, you know, 7:30, 8 o'clock, you know, and not just one person.
Right.
It's got to be the majority, because, you know, we're paying a lot of money to get these fights in there. And we want everybody to get a chance to watch it and for us to also do well. So.
And you guys don't charge a cover charge.
No cover charge. Yeah.
So, again, most places in the area are charging, and they're letting you come for free.
Yep.
Just get there early. Be respectful. Take care of the staff when you get there.
Yep, absolutely.
It's going to be that kind of night. And then we're coming back in a couple of Mondays, right after January.
Yeah.
We're coming back. We'll get you all covered. We'll come back out and hang out. You need to get the big man out there.
I'll get out there. One thing I wanted to ask is who designed the lighting in there? Because a lot of times when you go to sports bars, they seem like kind of dark and gloomy. Yours is awesome. It's well lit, and it brings the atmosphere, in my opinion, that you'd want to, you know, stay and drink, and because you can actually, you know, see each other when you're talking. Well, maybe if you don't want to see each other, see each other when you're talking, and then and watch games, and it's I like the atmosphere. So that's, you know, where did you come up with that, or just
No, actually, that was already done by, most of it was done by Barvino. And then when it became Chamberlain's, they changed a few things. So we kind of got lucky on that. We changed the paint color and we changed the tables and everything. And just it became a little cozier with the colors we put in with it.
Yeah.
And it did have some yellow tint to the lights. We did take those tinting off and made it less yellow. Yeah. So
you've got reason one. This might be the best card of the year. Poirier versus Oliveira. You got the GOAT, Amanda Nunes, in her return against Juliana Pena. And you've got a little bit of a Nebraska connection. Our buddy Derek Minner is going to be on the, in the prelims, and that's going to be a big one as well. So he made weight. Everything was good. Dominic Cruz is on the prelim. And I think the Ryan Hall, Derek Minner card fight should be the one that folks pay attention to. Nebraska City's finest, representing on the UFC stage, right?
That's where I'm from.
Right? Yeah, that's where he's from. So, and a matter of fact, he and I are talking. So the next time he comes in, I want you in with him.
Yeah.
And I think
awesome.
That would be a pretty cool way to set it up. So,
so are you a UFC fan? Or do, are you just kind of, you know, the crowd comes?
Yes. So I used to watch it a long time ago, and I kind of just got really busy with my, you know, 5,000 jobs that I do. But I've started to enjoy it a little bit more. But we're so busy that I don't really get to watch it until I hear someone go, oh, and like, you know, a leg broke or something. And then I'm like, then I get to watch it for a few seconds, and then I get back to work. So.
Well, we'll do this. We'll give away a $50 gift certificate to Upside Bar and Lounge at 5 o'clock. We'll take calls. Give us a number between 1 and 20.
Say it out loud?
Give us a number. Oh. Yeah, say it out loud. Give us a number between 1 and 20.
7.
So caller number 7 at 5 o'clock. Look at Nick. He was like, if you said 20, it means he had to answer 20 phone calls. Look at him sweating. He's still recovering from the wings. There's no other way to do that. So once I think once more before the new year, come back in on a Friday. Let's chop it up. Let's set it up. And we've got some additional stuff to do.
Awesome. I love it.
So we'll get that. That's Elena from Upside Bar and Lounge. We'll throw the break. When we come back, caller number 7, top of the hour, wins $15 to Upside Bar and Lounge. You can use this weekend to go watch the fights or go watch volleyball or go watch NFL Sunday, whatever way you want to do it. Huskers basketball, women's basketball as well. So you can pick it up and go and enjoy yourself. Also in the next segment, it's Friday. Jay's picks. He'll tell you what to look for in the NFL this weekend. Don't bet. Don't bet. That's all I'm asking. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had 3 jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.